Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello, and welcome to Verity Wealth Report. This is the podcast with Stephen Ting, and I am your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. And as always, let's welcome our biggest host of the day, Stephen. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you.
What have you been up to this past weekend?
Well, like a typical weekend, got a chance to spend some time with family. That's always good. Braving the weather and in the summer heat. But all in all, it was a good relaxing time this weekend.
What's the weather like where you are?
It got a little hotter. I mean, we're now in the middle of summer, so it got up to about the high 90s. Staying indoors was probably the best thing we did this weekend.
Yeah, or close to water at least, or a pool, or a lake, something enjoyable, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, today I'm very excited for this first podcast. We're just kind of doing a welcome podcast, and I just want to introduce you and who you are as a person and as well as what you do for your company and your firm and what you provide for clients. So, Stephen, can we kind of just start off with the basics and, you know, what is your company? What is your business?
Yeah, sure. So Verity Wealth Group has had a history of, I would say, an evolution. I personally got into the financial industry about 26 years ago, and then I planted my flag in retirement planning probably, I would say, the last 20 of the last 26 years. Most of what I've done over the last, I would say, 10 years of my career was working with various firms. And then in about 2010, I had an opportunity to step out and partner with another gentleman where we founded a firm in Pasadena here in California. It was a great opportunity. We ran the firm for about 10 years. Unfortunately, in 2020, that gentleman passed away. From there, we transitioned and we have Verity Wealth Group as it is today. And that a little bit of the history. I personally have been working with clients and helping them plan for retirement really most of the last 20 plus years. Still doing the same things, but Verity Wealth Group has been a growing firm. We're excited about where we are, where we're headed. And so today we're launching our podcast.
And like you said, I mean, so Verity Wealth Group. And so you guys market preferably to about 40, 50 year olds, you know, inching towards that retirement age, correct?
Yeah, I would say most of the folks that come to us and most of the folks that we work with are probably in their 50s and 60s. They're maybe a few years away from retirement, or they're really gearing up for retirement, right? Because even folks in their 40s it's not at the forefront of their mind, which a lot of what we talk about is making sure that they start early. The best thing you can do is start the planning process early. But unfortunately, that's not the case for most people. There's in their 40s, they're busy raising their children and preparing for a bigger price tag, a bigger cost like college education, paying down their mortgage, maybe managing their debt, and just finding ways to make more income, right? So that's mostly of what people are doing in their 40s, but in their 50s, you know, as we start to see kids leave the nest and a lot of those major expenses are now gone, now they're really planning for the last leg, which is retirement planning, and they're really getting serious about it. So that's where we come in. We want to work with folks that, really have that at the forefront of their mind, and that's where we shine. That's where we can come up with the best strategies, build that relationship, and ultimately help them cross that retirement finish line.
Yeah. And what is your firm's or your company's belief on how they approach this problem with clients, or how they approach the planning process with clients?
That is a good question. I mean, we've seen so many different styles of planning over the years. Different firms have different styles of planning. But what one of the things that we've said is that planning is, I always use the analogy, planning is like planning for retirement should be like planning for a vacation. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. When you plan for a vacation, for most people, their concept of a vacation isn't just hopping in the car, start the engine, and then wherever they run out of gas, that's their vacation spot, right? That's not really how most people take vacations. Most people, what they'll do is they will first pick out what's the destination, where do we want to go, and then maybe decide what time of the year we want to go. And then from there, they figure out all the other details, like how should we get there? What vehicle should we take? Should we fly there? Should we take the train? Should we maybe drive? And then they figure out what's the weather going to be like. Then they pack. And then once everything's mapped out, that's when they embark on their vacation, right? Most people, when it comes to retirement planning, however, it's not really that way, right? It's not most people, what they do is they put their money into a 401k and they just make sure that they sock away 10% or 15%. And then they don't know what that's doing. They don't know how the market's going to perform. And then they hope that when they finally reach that age, 66, 67, 70, whatever it is, and then they're going to take a peek in their 401k and hope that's enough. And for most people, that is, you know, that concept is not real planning. So what we try to do is take that same approach that they would with their vacations and apply it and helping them shift their paradigm. And then from there, once they understand that, creating the blueprint, everything, you know, creating that roadmap for their retirement starts to make sense. They can internalize that. Now, how we go about doing that, you know, it's methodical. There's everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different. So there's no cookie cutter. You know, you should do A, B, and C. We do understand that most people, their strategies are going to look different from buddy Joe or their neighbor, you know, Jim, right? It's going to be very different. And so sometimes we also explore a lot of the out-of-the-box type of strategies, creative strategies from the outside the conventional, you know, maybe I just pick out the best stocks or the best investment options. It is going to be a little bit unconventional is the word, and something they may not be used to, but sometimes you've got to get out of the comfort zone to be able to cross that finish line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great way of putting things. And so I guess now that we have kind of a grasp of what your firm does and what your business is, you know, let's get to know you a little bit better on a personal level. And so, Stephen, how long have you been in the financial industry?
Yeah, like I said, I started really right out of college, which probably gives my age. I started right out of college right in 1999, 2000, and got into the financial planning field. Not sure exactly if that, you know, where I wanted to plant my flag, but I did know that the field of finance was a very exciting field. Well, some might say it might be exciting, but incidentally, it happened to be right in the middle of the dot-com crisis back in the 2000s. So that was a very interesting time to get into this field. And, you know, from there, I've seen so many of the ups and the downs, you know, and after about 3 years of seeing lots of people take a beating from the 2000 to 2002 market crash, you know, I understood that, you know, what's the purpose? The purpose is really to help people understand how to retire, right? Because ultimately, what are you accumulating assets for? It's either for retirement or maybe to transfer some of this to my kids, my grandkids, right? I decided that's exactly what I wanted to do. So, you know, after the dot-com bubble, I went into retirement planning.
So you kind of briefly mentioned it, but do you have kids or anything, you know, personal life wise?
I do. I have two teenagers right now. One just turned 16, so she's learning to drive, getting on the road. It's kind of nerve-wracking. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have been through that. So yes, two kids. And, you know, I find that I'm now constantly imparting a lot of this advice that I'm passing on to my clients over to them. I'm not sure if they get it, but, you know, it's very interesting to see different personalities even show up in my own kids. One's a spender, one's a saver. It's actually pretty funny.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that they will be brought up in many of our episodes coming up. And I think, you know, that brings up a great topic too. We should talk about legacy planning. You know, that's a huge topic for, especially when you're approaching that retirement age. And sounds like you have a great grasp on it and a lot of knowledge when it comes to legacy planning. So we should definitely do a podcast about that, Stephen.
Oh, definitely will. I mean, that's one of my favorite topics too. I mean, there's so many, you know, the landscape of legacy planning is constantly changing. You know, new laws are being passed, you know, new ideas, new alternatives, right? But a lot of people, because the lack of access or knowledge, you know, they still stick to the old ways. And we find that it becomes very outdated, inefficient. You know, assets get lost to probate, taxation. So yes, we definitely will hit on that topic quite a bit.
And so just to kind of take a pause really quick, we're not over yet, but how do listeners get a hold of you, Stephen?
Yeah, one of the best ways that they can reach us is giving us a quick call here at 626-650-9486. Or they can visit our website. There's a ton of information there about us. And they can also contact us there directly at veritywealthgroup.com. Veritywealthgroup.com.
Yeah, the podcast will also be posted on that website. So check out all the episodes that we will soon be doing. But so, Stephen, just to kind of have a fun little question in there, if you weren't a financial advisor, what do you think that you'd be doing right now?
I'd be playing basketball professionally. No, I'm just kidding. it is a hobby or a passion of mine. I still play in an adult league. I just did yesterday and feel pretty beat up about it. But no, I think that if I wasn't doing this and if I had the opportunity, I'd probably be in some form of working in a foundation, because I think I really like, or I found that over the last 20 plus years, I really enjoy a field where I get to help people, or at least make some sort of impact. You know, my wife actually works for a foundation too. And I've served as a trustee on different boards, and those are things that sometimes process, but I do find a lot of joy in it. So if I wasn't doing financial planning and retirement planning, then that may be what I'm doing. Yeah.
I know. I think that's kind of a tough question to answer sometimes, especially when you're so passionate and you're so in love with what you do. It's tough to even see it from the other side. And I can see that passion in your face and just, you know, what you love to provide for your clients and what you love to do. And it's tough to even think about it any other way.
Yeah, especially since I've been doing it pretty much all of my adult life and for 26 years. Yeah. So it's hard to think about anything else because this is all really what I've known. But yeah, absolutely.
Well, listeners, stay tuned for our upcoming podcasts and episodes. And we will be touching base on lots of different topics. And Stephen, do you have any specific topics that you think that we will touch base on soon?
One of the few things that we're going to start discussing is, you know, why is it important to create a plan, and what, you know, what are some of the things that you should think about when it comes to planning, right? What are some of the elements that for the next, not necessarily for the last 10 years, but maybe for the next 10 years, because everything changes, everything evolves. So we're going to talk a lot about, you know, over the next 10 years, if you are thinking about retirement or if you already retired, what are some of the things, what are some of the challenges upcoming that you should be thinking about when it comes to your plan? We'll touch on that in the next episode.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. And Stephen, I just want to kind of ask you this, but what do you offer for your clients, your new coming clients and the listeners?
Yeah, for people that want to understand our process a little bit more and maybe see what we can do, we offer a complimentary consultation where they can have a discussion with us and we can understand what is it that they need. And then from there, you know, we'll figure out the next steps. But at least for the first conversation, you know, it's a no obligation. Feel free to reach out to us. Yeah.
Yeah. No charge, no obligation consultation. You can't get better than that. So, Stephen, how can you just repeat again for our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Yeah. The best way to reach us is give us a quick call here at 626-650-9486. 9486, or again, visit our website here at veritywealthgroup.com, and you'll be able to reach us there. Contact us however you want. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephen. It was great to do this podcast, and I can't wait for upcoming ones. And so that does it for this episode of Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Excited. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.